I'm talking today with Meredith Lewis. Meredith, who I originally met because Meredith painted the scenery for the production of Two Gentlemen of Verona that I directed for CPAC, the Dogwood Shakespeare Festival, back in the fall. And her lovely dog was an actor in the show and did a Scarlett did a fantastic job.
Didn't she, though?
She really did.
She is just something else.
She's absolutely fantastic.
Precious.
Yeah, I agree. She stole the show from everybody. Yes. Every moment she was on stage. But so anyway, I thought it would be really fun to talk to you today about art and your work as an artist, and and you also work with my employer, my other hustle, Tennessee Tech. So welcome. I'm so glad you had free time to come and talk to me today.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So, so you work for tech. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about that off mic. What do you do for tech?
Yeah, so my main job is academic advising. I'm in the College of Education and Human Sciences.
Okay.
And so I've been doing that for about 11 years, I think going on 12 years. I'm losing track at this point.
It happens.
But yeah, I've been doing that for a while. And then I've always also kind of kept a class or two in the art department. So right now I'm teaching two intro to art classes online. And so that really helps with the scheduling. You know, right. I don't have to stay after work or like work it in. I can kind of do it on my own time. And
how does that, let me ask you, how does that work to do an online art
the art class? Yeah, I do get asked that. So it's not really a studio class.
Okay.
I think there's obvious, you know, different challenges in doing a studio class online.
Oh, I'm sure.
You'd have to have more videos and like demo videos and stuff. But with this one being intro to art, you get all majors because it's a gen ed class.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, you're not really teaching anybody to like work with clay specifically or paint this thing.
So you're getting the history? And
yeah, it's more history. There are some process things. And then we do, there's some, you know, assignments that help them kind of get a little creative. And they do like an infographic and listen to a podcast. So they get to exercise that creative muscle a little bit too.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's a pretty objective grading process. So...
Well, no, I teach an introduction to theater. I teach introduction to theater, which is very similar. I mean, I give them projects and stuff, but it is a face to face class.
Yeah,
and I other than the brief time during COVID where I did have to transition my theater classes into you know Zoom meetings, which was really strange. I sort of kind of felt like I was just beginning to get the hang of it, and then we went back to live. But theater just feels better live anyway.
Oh, yeah. I think that, I mean, that would really be difficult online.
Yeah, I would think so.
Other than just like the history and the basics, you know, I think that. But I think with the intro to art, you know, it's like they have an assignment to make canopic jars. And it's like, you know, even just a little line drawing with some color, you know, like there's pretty basic, like don't have it on lined paper, you know. And make four jars and, you know, just have fun with it and. It's nothing like I'm not expecting them to be Van Gogh or like, you know.
But and so you do get students, though, in the summer who are taking this class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I teach two sections in the summer. So
that's
one
great.
In the first term and second term. And I really love it because, you know, I think it is. It's not all art students. So that you get all the different majors and they bring their own, you know, influences into it. And you get to really kind of see what interests them. And
I suspect you find, I know one of the things I've always loved about teaching introduction to theater is when I do get someone who is like an engineering major and they're like, you're my favorite class of the day because I get so tired. And then I come here and I'm like, oh, this has nothing to do with engineering, except those rare moments when I surprise them with like, yeah, you know, lighting is kind of electrical engineering.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
Yes. I love that when, you know, they find a connection. Like, because art, I mean, you know,
it goes everything
in everything. I mean, it is everything, and you can find a connection with everything. So I think that's really interesting about teaching the class is, like, those little connections.
That's so great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, Meredith, I want to talk to you a little bit about how you got into, how you became an artist. I'm talking with Meredith Lewis. who works at Tennessee Tech and is a local artist. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about teaching intro to art in the summertime. So how did you get involved with art?
Yeah, well, I think, as you were saying,
there's a broad general question for you.
Well, you know, when I was in the womb. but no, I think it's obviously at a very young age, I was always really artistic and drawing, and that was just kind of how I understood the world. You know, I was always kind of off on my own, in my own little world. My mom would always say, like, oh, you would be in your room for, like, hours, like, doing puzzles or just playing on mm-hmm. your own time. You know, like, I had a very big imagination, and, you know, so she
never,
didn't have to
it's
do...
It's never too early to start embracing a life of the mind.
Yes, yeah, so I've definitely gravitated towards that. And so, obviously, that was always kind of like, oh, she's an artist, like, well, you know, whatever. And then I had to go to college, you know, eventually. It was like, oh, I have to have, like, a career. Like, what am I going to do? And, of course, I come from a small town, and, you know, you didn't just go off and be an artist. Like,
right.
When you're like, are you going to work at Kroger? Or are you going to work at, you know, like, what are you
so
going to do?
You didn't pack a bag and run off to New York City
to
live in Greenwich Village and paint walls or something?
I think my sister might have been doing some of that. But, you know, yeah, she was how I got into theater. So, but... Yeah, I had to kind of make decisions, and so I tried to do other things, and I was, you know, didn't really want to move away yet. I was kind of like, I was the youngest, so, mm-hmm. you know, I wasn't like, let's run off and do all these big things. But yeah, I eventually, I think I listened to people too much a little
right.
bit, you know, and they were like, you can't be an artist. That's like, of course, my parents were supportive, but, you know, it's the reality of, like, yeah, you have to have – how are you going to make money and
right.
all these things? And I just didn't know all the things. And I eventually, like, tried to do other things. And then I took a year off school. I lived in Green Bay with my family because I was born in Green Bay, grew up in Kentucky. So I have a weird north-south
yeah.
thing going on, too. But, you know, and then I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, like I was just so lost. So I was one of those kids, you know, that took like 10 years to get your undergrad.
That's all right.
But it, you know, it happened eventually.
Yeah.
And so when I was out, eventually I moved. I was in Green Bay. I moved to Tennessee out east. I went to Maryville College for like
a
year.
Yeah. That's a lovely town too, Maryville.
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I loved it. Like, because I'm big on nature. I love nature. I loved being outside. It's just ever
yeah.
since I was a kid. But somebody there told me about the Craft Center, and that was once I drove up that driveway, and it was a done deal.
That's
I was like,
it.
I am going to stay here and get my degree. And then that place was just so supportive and just – the atmosphere, like I had never been in an atmosphere where it's like all artists and just the support and like, oh,
yeah.
no, this is a real thing. Like you can do this. You just have to like build the skills and understand that there's like a network and, you know, it's a small world and, you know,
sure.
you can do these things and you can make these things and it is doable. You know, that was the first time in my life. I think it was like, I was 25 when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of the first time that it was like, well, yeah, you could be an artist. You just have to, like, do it.
Right. I mean, that's the most amazing. The Joelle Evans Craft mm-hmm. Center is just a phenomenal.
It really is.
I hope tech always understands what a phenomenal institution that they have up there, and that it's
yes.
that. The artists, you know, I've certainly interacted with many of the young artists coming through there who've come through
mm-hmm.
the theater program.
Oh yeah,
and you know, it's such an exciting place, and the energy, and
I know there's some kind
you
of good,
feel it. You do feel
you
it.
Feel it. Yeah.
I loved your description of coming up there because
the
it
hill.
Is. Yeah,
I know
it is, and it's just like, oh, here we are.
It just breathes this like creative energy from I don't know what somebody like placed a spell on it or something. I don't.
I'm happy to believe that. I think that sounds really good.
But there is some magic coming out of there. So
that's fantastic.
For sure.
Well, we're going to take a short break, Meredith. But when we come back, I'd love to know about what you're working on, kind of what you're working on right now.
Yeah.
That would be really exciting. Once again, I'm talking with Meredith Lewis, and we'll be right back. And we're back with Meredith Lewis. Meredith, I wanted to talk to you about, so you mentioned drawing. Mm-hmm. Kind of what is your area? Where do you consider, what is the area of the art that you feel most like this is home?
Yeah, so it has changed, you know, throughout the years, of course.
Sure.
And I've dabbled in a little bit of everything, but I was trained in ceramics at the Craft Center. And then I went on to get my master's, and I went to Washington State University. So that was over in Poland, Washington. Mm-hmm. We moved out there for a couple of years while I went to grad school, and it was awesome. And I did ceramics mostly there, but it was a pretty interdisciplinary program, too. So I did some video editing, and, like, there was a printmaking shop. It was, you know, a little bit of everything.
Wow.
So I don't really limit myself to one thing. I do like using all medium, you know, but I think painting, yeah, I've gravitated a little more towards painting because I don't really have like a studio where I can do ceramics. And I still do like some little clay things. I'm making little clay ornaments, and I've sold some of those over the past year, and that went really well, actually. I was surprised and shocked, but I was like, oh, cool, okay, people like these. And they're fun and whimsical and, you know. But, yeah, after grad school, I kind of had a long break, I'll say, from art, you know, because I kind of realized like, oh, I'm in my early 30s. And of course, things start shifting and I wanted to have a family. And, you know, we had moved back to Tennessee, me and my husband now, we were dating at the time. But he had moved out to Washington with me and then we came back and you know, I was like, yeah, I kind of want to have a kid and like get married and all the things, you know, that you do. And so I did. We had a son and he's 10 now. And so that really, you know, I mean, I hate to say like, you know, you just it's hard to have a career.
No, it changes everything.
It really does.
And I think often people don't realize it really does. And that's not a bad thing.
It's not bad.
But it still does change everything. And I think I think for parents who don't realize that, sometimes you miss out.
Yeah.
Because you're like, no, my life is different now forever.
Forever. Yeah. It becomes very real very quick that like, oh, you're not in control of your time and everything you want to do, you know, and like they and you willingly, obviously, and gladly give that to them because they are precious and adorable. And we just, you know, love them to death. But yeah, it's the reality of like, well, I have to choose, like I have to work, right, and have a job and, you know, and then where's the time for
where's the time to create
what Meredith wants to do? Yeah. You know, it's like it's not there because I have to do what Finn wants to do and what this and no over here and now there's over there and then I'm teaching and ooh. And, you know. But I think all of it, you know, I've always kept that. And that's one thing I realized is like I'm, you know, being an artist is not something that somebody's going to ever take from me.
Right.
You know, like I'm an artist always. Like it doesn't matter if I don't make anything for a year or 5 years.
Yeah, you carry it with you in your brain and your imagination and your heart. And
absolutely.
And it's part of who you are.
Everything I do, like even advising students, I looked at that as an art, as art, like in that interaction because I was advising art students for a while, and that was really rewarding because I was helping them, and I could kind of talk to them about my journey and how, you know, like, oh, don't listen to people when they say don't, you know, be realistic about it, but, you know, also just drive and chase that passion if that's what you want to do, you know. So that was very fulfilling for a long time, but in the past several years, I think I'm trying to find a way, and as Finn grows, you know, I get a little more time to myself, and my reality and myself is kind of coming back.
Right.
And I'm looking back on all the wonderful times that I had and all the wonderful people that I worked with. I got to work with a really great ceramic artist when I was out in Washington, Beth Kavner.
I look forward to working with you in the future, perhaps in some theatrical thing.
Yes, I'd love it. Yeah. I love doing all the painting sets and even acting. And
it would be great.
It's fabulous.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and I got a couple dogs that can, you know, participate as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure talking to you today.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.